Yesterday, we told you about Latino women in California who are leading an effort to get other Hispanics registered to vote. Well, in Texas, Latinos are on the verge of passing non-Hispanic whites as the largest demographic group. And many legal immigrants there are rushing to become citizens in time to vote in November. From Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider reports.
At a community center in southwest Houston, representatives of half a dozen civic groups are gathered around tables formed into a square. They're discussing the benefits of applying for U.S. citizenship to legal immigrants. Mateo Amador Perez came to the U.S. from Mexico.
My decision to become a citizen is to have the right to vote and have the security and stability.
Perez has been a legal resident for about a decade, but he's only just taken and passed his citizenship exam. Benito Juarez is the Houston mayor's director of immigrant and refugee affairs, and his office hosts monthly community forums to help legal residents apply for citizenship. He says he's seen a lot of people like Perez at those meetings lately.
In the last one that we had, we asked most of the people that came and that we helped them to process their citizenship application why they were doing that. Almost all of them said, because I wanted to vote. I wanted to vote in the election.
Roughly one in every five Houston residents is an immigrant. The majority of these new arrivals are from Latin America. Carlos Duarte is the Texas State Director of Mi Familia Vota, a group focused on encouraging Latino voter registration.
By 2020, they are going to be the largest demographic group, and yet they are not participating in public life as heavily as we would need them to.
But there are early indications that 2016 could prove a watershed. According to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the number of approved citizenship applications from Greater Houston reached nearly 27,000 in fiscal year 2015. That's up about 45% compared to where they stood at the same point in each of the previous two presidential election cycles. For Texas as a whole, the number of applications approved is up 25%. Duarte says this is no coincidence.
This is a direct reaction to the anti-immigrant, anti-Latino rhetoric.
Mariana Sanchez agrees that rhetoric is a big motivator. She heads Bonding Against Adversity, a Houston nonprofit that helps immigrants prepare for their citizenship exams. She says attendance at her group's last workshop was more than triple the usual.
They hear from some candidates, you know, that they, if they become a president, it's going to be more deportation, screening, and things like that. Therefore, the community doesn't feel safe not even having the document as a legal resident.
The Republican National Committee conducted a post-mortem after the party lost the 2012 presidential election. It found the GOP carried only a quarter of Latino voters and blamed the poor showing on anti-immigrant language by the party's nominee, Mitt Romney. Joe Britell, a Republican strategist with the Houston office of Fleischman Hillard, says Republican leaders had been hoping to win back Latino voters this cycle.
Despite Donald Trump's early strength, the reason that there's still ongoing concerns is that party leaders understand that a lot of his incendiary comments could cause long-term damage for the party.
The fear is that Latino voters, particularly first-time voters such as newly naturalized citizens, will be lost to the Democrats, not just this election, but for many more to come. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.